Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is John. How may I be of assistance?
Hey, John. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Sure. Okay, I just want to confirm because I'll give you the product code. Will that help you? Or my last, not order. How about, you want my phone number? How's that?
Well, we typically start with your name. Allow me 1 second to catch up here. Let me see. All right, may I please have your first and last name?
Kim, and my maiden name is Isaacson, I-S-A-A-C-S-O-N. Usually there's a dash, and then it's my married name, but there's no dash. It's N-I-C-O-L-E-T-T-I, so it's a ridiculously long name, Isaacson Nicoletti.
Yes, ma'am. I do have your account. They want me to verify your shipping address.
577 East Baseline Road, apartment 1049, Tempe, Arizona, 85283. You from Texas? You sound like you're from Texas.
Yes, ma'am.
Where are you located?
Well, we're from Texas.
I was living in Katy. Actually, when I was in first grade, I was from the Northeast, but then we moved to Houston when I was in first grade. Then we had to move back up to New York, but then I moved down to Katy for about 3 years. So I definitely recognize. In fact, people used to laugh at me when I moved back up north from Texas because I used to say y'all to everybody, and they said, you have an accent. And I said, I do not, y'all. So I pick it up, you know.
That's funny. Yeah, you definitely can't hide. Let's see. Well, I'm from Fort Worth, but we moved.
Oh, are you? Get out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was up in Nakona back in 18. I was up in Nakona, Dallas, Fort Worth area. Yeah. Did you get any tornadoes? You didn't get any. Did you have any tornadoes? Because I know they just had a bunch yesterday in eastern Texas, right?
Yeah, I didn't, though, so thank God.
Yeah, they're wicked down there. Whew. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine. Now, you see that you had a two-month supply of the cognitive boost, and your next phone wasn't
due. Yeah, when is it coming in again?
Wait. It says April 8th, but I don't think...
No, I haven't received it.
Let me see.
They sent it. I never got it. I never usually have to call because I've just been getting this for a while. So
I wonder why it didn't go through. Let me see.
Did they charge my credit card? Because I never received that. I should not be charged for that.
It does look like there was a decline authorization because they attempted
an authorization.
To. Yeah.
What credit card?
Let's see, the one on file.
You know what? Because the one that I have on file may be different. I had a breach at one point back in, I can't remember, it was November or something like that. So I changed it. It should be it's a visa ending in 5466.
Yeah, we have this one ends in 3880.
Yeah, no. That's because it's the other one, and probably expired too. So I don't know. Here, can I reorder it and make sure that gets out? Then I'll give you my credit card number. It's a Visa, a Freedom Visa.
Yes, ma'am. Allow me 1 second. Let me get this set up for you. And are we still sending this to Katy, Texas, or Temple, Arizona?
No, it's Tempe, Arizona.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me one moment. Okay. And I just need the number and the expiration date.
4147-2024-2808-5466. And expiration is 5/24.
And what's the 3-digit code on the back?
355.
Say that one more time.
May of 24.
And what's the 3-digit code on the back?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, 355. I'm sorry.
You're fine. Thank you, ma'am. And let me get your, and you want the, you still want the cognitive boost.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. I saw JJ Watt is now going to be on some kind of like a, some kind of like a wrestling show or something like that. It's like the Ultimate Warrior or some other kind of thing.
Oh, really? I haven't seen that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he's out of football now after like how many injuries did that poor guy have? He's such a nice guy, you know?
Yeah. He was definitely one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Oh, JJ. So we got it. We actually have you a deal where I can give you a 2 month subscription for the cognitive boost for $49.95.
Excellent. Sure.
So I'll go ahead and do that for you.
Great. Thanks. Yeah, I was down there during Hurricane Harvey, and I remember when the Astros, you know, made that amazing, like they came in, you know, and they totally had the parade for them and everything else. And so I think I was down in Houston, Texas at the time working down there when they won and they had the parade for them. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was amazing, really.
Mm-hmm. It really was. You know, I think they were inspired by everything that everybody had gone through.
Yeah, because they definitely did have to go through it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we do have that did the order did process, so you should get that in the next 7 to 10 business days.
Okay, does that come through the mail? I can't remember, or does it come, like, is it dropped off? Because I have a, we have, like, a parcel place at the apartment complex here, so it should go to the office or the parcel office, part of the office. If you could put like that note on the order.
Yes, ma'am. And you've been getting the ones before this, right? Like the one that was sent out in.
I've gotten it up until this last time. I mean, I still have like 3 or 4 of the sheets left, but you know, I usually don't go this long without getting another shipment in. And I was like, yeah, maybe something happened because of what's going on with the virus. But then okay, now it makes sense because it was the credit card had, yeah, I had to change it because somebody's some billing on it. So, yeah.
Don't you hate that folks just can't earn what you know, spend what they earn. They gotta do something shiesty.
No, you know what it was? It was basically I was going to see my kids in another state, and I had flown, and I sat next to somebody at this restaurant. And I honestly think that they, you know, like they have those little scanners. I think somebody scanned my card while I was like sitting there because it was like up at the bar. Somebody was like right next to me. I think they did, but I could be wrong. It's just that night, suddenly I had this, like, you know, charge on my credit card, and I was like, what? So I canceled it. So, yeah.
I don't blame you one bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, but I've been with Chase and Chase Freedom for years and years and years, so it's good. Well, you be careful down there. Is there anything else you need of me?
I think you're good to go, ma'am. We do thank you again for calling OMAX Health.
Yeah, and watch for J.J. Watts. I'm telling you, it should be fun. He'd be a good politician, actually. He'd be, like, really good. He'd be, like, a good mayor.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're right, because he's always been clean cut, never gotten in any trouble. Just a good guy.
Yeah, he's a regular guy. I mean, he's just like a regular person, you know? He gets it, so he'd be great. All right, well, you have a good day, sir. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks again for calling customer support with OMAX Health.
Bye-bye.